This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins are back on the diamond today, visiting the Kansas City Royals to open a four-game series in Missouri. It's the home opener for Kansas City, meaning the Twins have opened for Baltimore in Baltimore on Friday, Kansas City in KC today, and then will open for themselves on Friday at Target Field. Three openers in a week. Minnesota lost 2 of 3 in Baltimore over the weekend. That includes yesterday's 8-6 setback. The AAA Saints are 3-0 after a 4-1 win in Indianapolis yesterday. They're off today and open at home at CHS Field tomorrow night against Worcester. The Timberwolves are looking to bounce back from Saturday's home blowout loss to Detroit. They've got a game tonight against struggling Dallas in Dallas. Guard Dante DiVincenzo says they need to get their mojo back on offense.
We got to go somewhere in pick and rolls and DHOs. We got to separate and create space and get downhill and just be more decisive and aggressive. I think we're trying to come off and read reads versus just, you know, playing aggressive and letting the game kind of dictate itself. And then once that happens, I think everybody becomes in an aggressive mindset, and I think that's when we're at our best.
Tonight's game will tip off at 7:30. The Wild also lost on Saturday at Boston, the final 6-3. Minnesota's back in action on Thursday at home in St. Paul against the Vancouver Canucks. Men's college hockey, Minnesota Duluth lost to Michigan last night in the national quarterfinals 4-3 in Albany, New York. The Bulldogs will have a ton of talent returning next year. That includes sophomore forward Zam Plant of Hermantown, who says of being back in the NCAA tournament.
Better step than last year, obviously, but this isn't our goal. We have a great group. The guys in that room, the guys who are coming back, have that urgency already. You can feel it, and it showed, like, that refused to lose, and I know that we get back on it and we bring that into next season, learning from this, we can go a long way again. We have a bunch of resilient guys still in that room, so it's going to be a lot of fun for us moving ahead.
This is MNN Sports.